TOEIC Test 3.
Listening Test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your textbook. A. A man is driving recklessly. B. A man is tending to his livestock. C. A man is mowing his lawn. D. A man is operating a tractor.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A. He is observing a wild specimen. B. He is peering into a microscope. C. He is performing a chemical reaction. D. He is looking for his identification.
Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your textbook. A. They are participating in a protest. B. They are having a debate. C. They are marching in a parade. D. They are going to the circus.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A. A woman is giving a lecture. B. Several people are waiting in line. C. A woman is leading an expedition. D. Several people are joining in a chorus.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your textbook. A. Some soldiers are fighting a decisive battle. B. Some soldiers are engaged in training exercises. C. Some soldiers are marching down a street. D. Some soldiers are polishing their weapons.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A. A group is steering a sailboat. B. A group is whitewater rafting. C. A group is on a luxury cruise. D. A group is operating a paddle boat.
Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 7.
Number 7. How did your sales speech presentation go yesterday?
A. It wasn't a total train wreck. B. I didn't attend that meeting. C. We didn't meet our annual sales quota. Sherry, did you make those reservations for Mr. Eggio and me for tonight at 6?
A. Rest assured, he will be here right away. B. I did so right after you asked me to last week. C. Don't forget, the reservations are for tonight at 6. Number 9. How often does the chief hold departmental meetings?
A. He's been the head of our department for years. B. He doesn't hold those meetings in the lounge. C. We have them at least once a week. Number 10. Don't forget, you offered to help me with the filings after hours tonight.
A. I'll see you after I get back from dinner. B. Don't worry, I'm a man of my word. C. I forgot she usually works late into the night. Number 11. None of the candidates that we interviewed today were qualified for the position.
A. Let's start the paperwork to formally offer him the position. B. I saw one of the candidates at the coffee shop downstairs. C. It can't be helped. We'll just have to keep it up. Pardon me, where is Vice President Wheatley's office located?
A. Take the elevator to the third floor. It's the first door on the left. B. As a matter of fact, the Vice President has her own office, too. C. She has another office located near Bayside Theater. Number 13. Has the list of new hires been sent over from the Human Resources yet?
A. I think we've hired a good batch of employees this year. B. I'll be there as soon as I can. C. Sorry, it won't be ready until tomorrow morning. Number 14. I'm really upset that I was laid off.
A. Don't fret. I'm sure you'll be back on your feet soon. B. Do you need any help getting up? C. Really? Who hasn't done that yet? Number 15. Would you like to have a drink with me after the meeting?
A. They served all kinds of exotic drinks at the meeting. B. I'm a bit tied up right now. Rain check? C. I sure would like to give that drink a try. Number 16. Hey, can you take a look at this document for me?
A. I'll finish writing it in a jiff. B. Sure, give me a second. C. I looked for it, but I didn't see it. Number 17. When will you complete the report that I ask you to submit?
A. I'll ask you if I need help with anything. B. I report to the manager of the finance department. C. It's number one on my priority list today. Number 18. I think Jenny is a shoo-in for the marketing director position.
A. I'm surprised that she doesn't have more experience with marketing. B. She really has a lot of potential, doesn't she? C. I believe that she left her shoes near the front entrance. Number 19. Is it true that Mary from accounting is retiring this month?
A. I heard that she gave that ledger to Bill just last month. B. Yeah, her departure is going to be a huge loss for the company. C. If you have any questions with accounting, she's the one to go to. Number 20. Are we willing to expend any more time and resources solving the client's problem?
A. We have no choice because we can't afford to lose their business. B. We should be able to break even to prevent further losses. C. Of course, you should take all of the time you need. Number 21. What were our earnings in the last quarter?
A. We've suffered astronomical losses over the past decade. B. We estimate that we generated a $1.3 billion profit. C. I'm surprised that you saw the news report about our earnings. Number 22. Sorry for keeping you waiting for so long.
A. Please wait here. Someone will be with you shortly. B. I didn't mean to be truant. It was an accident. C. No sweat. Just give me a heads up next time, okay? Number 23. There's been a lot of pushback on the new design from consumers.
A. I know. But our hands are tied by the law. B. We'll work on addressing the issue some more tomorrow. C. I should have the new design ready for your inspection today. Number 24. Why didn't anyone notify me that the meeting was moved to 3 p.m.?
A. Didn't you see the note I left on your desk? B. Sure, I'll let you know as soon as possible. C. Who do you think will be attending the meeting? Number 25. Would you be kind enough to look over this statement for me?
A. What kind of information would you like included? B. If you give me a moment, I'll get on it. C. I asked Jane to write up a report for us.